This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The United States recently included Scotch whiskey on a new list of possible tariffs for European imports, but even without the U.S. threat, the drink distilled in Scotland has seen its sales decline. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand, headed to a tasting room in a whiskey shop in Bath to figure out whether consumer tastes match that fall in popularity.
For centuries, Scotch whisky has been made with water and malted barley, distilled in Scotland and aged for 3 years in oak casks, giving it a distinctive taste. Tom Bazzard leads tastings at the whisky shop.
For a Scotch, a classic taste would be a more kind of peated, smoky, earthy note to it. That's what separates Scottish whiskies from the rest of the world.
But that classic taste hasn't been enough. Last year, Scotch whisky's global market share by volume dropped 12% from 2008, according to an industry tracker. Over the same period, U.S. whiskies grew by roughly 6%. Japanese and Irish whiskies also increased sales. To stem those losses, the Scotch Whisky Association recently broke with tradition and said it would allow producers to use a wider range of casks to mature the drink, including ex-tequila and Calvados barrels.
The cask makes a huge difference. We've got port cask ones tonight, rum cask as well, and they all make such a difference.
Diageo, which makes 40% of the world's Scotch, says it can now reuse its tequila casks, a move that will cut costs. Gavin Hewitt is former head of the Scotch Whisky Association. He says distillers still have to ensure their product looks and tastes like Scotch, a drink he says still reigns supreme.
Scotch is up against greater competition than it was, but it still dominates the whisky market and will continue to do so for a very long time. It still is 3 times bigger than the bourbon industry. It's about 30 times bigger than the Japanese industry.
We're going outside of Scotland and towards Taiwan.
Back at the tasting evening, with most of the glasses now gone, I sample opinion. Yes.
We've tried Thai whiskies, Japanese whiskies. I still prefer Scottish whiskies.
For you, does it have to be a Scotch whiskey? Are you a purist?
No, the last one I bought was from Wales, actually, and it was made in a Madeira cask. So it's a very different taste, different location.
I like Irish whiskey, especially Jameson's.
So you're not a purist either?
No, not a purist. But I still stand by the saying that Scotch is only Scotch. It's always been Scotland for hundreds of years.
Despite a soft spot for Scotland amongst some, everyone here is happy to toast a greater variety of flavours for the water of life. In Bath, I'm the BBC's Anu Anand for Marketplace.